Okay, let's get started with today's Perek, Malachim Beis, Perek Hey. We have the story of Naaman and Elisha and Gehazi. What happens in this Perek? So the stories of Elisha's miracles continue. That's what Rashi says at the beginning of the Perek. Nisim Shanaso Aide Elisha, Misader Vaholech. We continue. Naaman, who was a star general of Aram, was a major player in their world, and he had Sara'as. He had a type of illness. And what happens? He went to all the different doctors and everywhere to try to get healed, and nothing doing. Meanwhile, there was a Jewish girl that was captured by Aram, and she tells the wife of Naaman, you know what? If you go to the Navi in Am Yisrael, he'll probably be able to daven for you and get rid of your tzaras. So she goes and tells her husband, Naaman, and Naaman goes to the king of Aram and says, I want to go to the Jews because I want to go to try to get healed. The king of Aram says, fine, go to the king of Israel. So he goes to the king of Israel, who was Yehoram at the time, Yehoram ben Achav. He sends with him many presents, and he brings a letter that says, please heal me. And when Yehoram reads the scroll, he rips his clothing and he says, oh, I have no idea. God is in charge. He realizes that he can't heal the tzaraas. He's very nervous because he thinks that this is all a pretext to be able to fight them. So he tears his clothing and is really upset. He is so rigid and stubborn, he does not think of going to Elisha because, as we know, he has rejected Torah and mitzvos and everything related to Elisha, even though Elisha has already proven himself. Elisha, though, hears about what's going on. He hears the Melech Torah's Vagadim, and he says, why? What's going on? Send him to me. So Naaman goes to Elisha. He stands outside the house. Elisha says, go jump and dunk in the Yardane 7 times, and then you'll become Tahar. Naaman gets very angry. He says, why? He didn't even come out to say hello to me. I'm going to go in a river. There are plenty of rivers in Syria, where I come from, that are fine also near Damascus. And he leaves angrily. And his avadim say, look, you might as well. He didn't ask you to do something difficult. Just go in 7 times. Well, you might as well try it. He says, fine. He goes in. And of course, he comes out and he is totally healed. He runs back to the Ish Elokim, and he goes down before him, and he says, Yadati, I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, is the only one. Please accept all my gifts. And Elisha says, no, I'm not taking anything from you. Naaman says, okay, can I at least take a little bit, some of the dirt of Eretz Yisrael back? I'll build a Mizbeach. I want to do tshuva, and I've had enough of Avodah Zarah. Please, but forgive me, because the king of Ammon, when he goes to his Avodah Zarah in Beit Rimon, he has to lean on me, and I bow down a little bit there, he bows down, and that's the only thing I can't prevent myself from doing. But other than that, I am swearing off any Avodah Zarah. Fine, and he leaves. Gehazi, meanwhile, the servant of Elisha, runs after him, when Elisha doesn't see, catches up to him and says, oh, my master changed his mind. He has some people that are coming to him, and he really needs some of the presents. And Naaman is fast to give him. He wants to have a karas hatov for Elisha. So he goes, and he sends back presents. And on the way back, Gehazi hides it in his house, goes back to Elisha. Elisha, obviously, Navi Hashem, knows everything. He says, Gehazi, you took when you weren't supposed to take. I curse you that you and your children will always have the tzara'as that Naaman had, and Gehazi goes out mitzora kashaleg, white as snow. Okay, so now let's talk about the messages of this exciting parak as well. So again, starts off the Naaman Sar Tzva Melech Aram. The Naaman, the Sar Tzva, King of Aram, Hayish Gadol Lefnei Adonav Unusu Panim. He was very held in high esteem. He was a major figure. And again, Rashi says this whole parak is all about another nace of Elisha. Kivo Nasan Hashem Tshua LaAram. Through him, salvation was brought to Aram. V'Hayish Hayah Gibor Chayil Mitzora. He was amazing. He was awesome. He was Gibor Chayil, but he had tzaras. What made him so great? So Rashi and the Radak all quote Chazal, that maybe he was the one that shot the arrow that killed Achav. Remember, at the end of Malachim Aleph, there was an archer that just shot haphazardly and in the middle of nowhere, not specifically aiming in any specific direction. And the only person that was killed in the whole battle was Achav. He was the only one. Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The Ish Mashach Bakeshes Lutumo. There was a man that just pulled his arrow back. Vayakez Melech Yisrael Ben Advakim, and he caught him. Who was that man? So according to Chazal, it was this man. It was Naaman, and that's why, because he did that, they were able to defeat the Jews, and he was held in great esteem. He had Sara'as. What type of Sara'as is this? Seems like from the Mishnayos and Nagayim, the Jews are the only ones that can get Sara'as. And the whole process is for Jews, going to a Kohen and bringing a Karban. So what's going on here? So explains Rav Schwab in his commentary on Parshas Metsora, that there are two types of Sara'as. They're what we might call natural Sara'as and supernatural Sara'as. Natural Sara'as is what is called leprosy, says the Mayan Beis HaShoeva. Yei Sara'ashi choli tiv'i. A natural sickness, hanimsa ba'olam afayom, v'nikra leprosy balaz, v'hi min machala yedua hamistabakas. It is a contagious illness. You have to be quarantined. You can't be near anyone. You have to be very far away. That is not what the Torah means by tzara'as. V'hamin hasheni hu shedibra bo haTorah. The second type of tzara'as, which should not be translated as leprosy, because it's not, it is something else. Shakoin bala tamil utaher. The Kohen's in charge. Ubakama makomos bimikroi kodesh batzinu asug rishon shal saras. We find the first type of saras by in different places in Tanakh. For example, first one on the list, saras naaman. Right here. Shoya akum. Shalo yitami binagoim. And akum doesn't become tami through saras. Ubavade lohe ichbaslo eza beharis lavana katana kigris. Right? He didn't go to a Kohen to figure out if he has saras or not. No, he had the contagious illness. And that's why in a couple of prakim, when we read in Perek Zion about the four lepers, and they're outside the city, it wasn't that they were outside the city because they were thrown out Michos Lamanachaneh because of Hilchas Saras. Because that area wasn't even a walled city in the days of Yoshua ben Nun earlier. But they were just sent out because it was a contagious illness, right? It was that type of Saras, the physical one. And the second type is more of a social disease, as Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch calls it in his commentary. And there are many rayas that it's not contagious, right? If somebody gets a tzara spot on Yontif, right, it's not checked. What do you mean it's not checked? If it's contagious, it's contagious. No, it doesn't have the status of tzara'as yet, right? Or you take everything out of the house before we declare it a house of tzara'as. And the isser of having to cut it off. What do you mean? If it's contagious, cut it off quickly. Get it off. And that is totally on the Kohen. So there are two types. And this one that is being discussed here explains Rav Schwab must be the tzara'as of type 1, not the tzara'as of type 2. The Malbim thinks it's a different shot, but we'll leave that for now. So what happens? He was on top of the world, but he had tzara'as. Va'aram yatsu gidudim, va'yishbu me'eretzol na'ara k'tana. And there was a girl that was taken. The Gemara talks about, is it na'ara and k'tana, two different things? What does it mean? Na'ara k'tana, maybe one is her age, really, and one is the name of the city. Va'til of na'eshes na'aman. But either way, she was working in the house of Na'aman. And she was with the wife of Na'aman. Va'tomer el gevirta. Achle Adoni, lifnei Navi Asher b'Shomron. The master, meaning Naaman, should go beseech the Navi in Shomron. Go beseech Elisha, Oz Ye'esof Oto Mitzara Ato. He will be gathered in from his Saras. Why? Because when you have Saras, he was separated, as we just mentioned. He's outside of the Machane. But if he's healed, then he will be able to come back in, as Rashi explains here. There's also a remez here, the Mefarshim explain, when she says, Achale Adoni, Saras, the Gemara says in Arachin, Saras comes for seven reasons. Seven reasons. One of them is Gasis HaRuach. Gasis HaRuach. So again, now we're mixing and matching a little bit. The Gemara there in Arachin is talking about the second type of Saras, and now and Rav Schwab says it was the first type. Maybe there's a connection, maybe he can give another shot. But either way, the Saras comes from Gasis HaRuach, and she was saying he has to lower himself. If he wants to be healed, he has to be kafuf, he has to lower himself in front. That's what it means. Achale Adoni. He should beseech. He's a Bashit, so that's why even how he was healed, he had to lower himself into the water. Lowering oneself, he had to wait outside, and Elisha didn't come to him, because that was all part of the refuah that he needed, even though he didn't realize it at the time. So what happens, Achle, go ask the Navi, and then he will be healed. The Medrash tells us, interesting, that just like others in history, just like Menashe, he, Naaman, davened to every other god in the world, and it just didn't help. So why didn't he daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also? Why didn't he ask? So explains the Mishmar Zohar that maybe they thought they were fighting, they were enemies with the Jews, so to speak. So Dafka, that's the one that they're going to fight. Hashem's not going to want to help them. Lo also daitam shelokei Yisrael yoshiel lahem shereihem b'molchamim amo v'chashvu shavadei lokei Yisrael koeis alehem. So what they didn't realize, the Narak Tan explained, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not about midos. In that way, he's going to hold a grudge. No, l'midas tuvo ain't gvul v'kitzva. Afilu, if the Navi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, so then he's got to listen, right? There's nothing, he's going to listen. So therefore, that's why they didn't ask beforehand. So, v'yavo v'yagil adonav le'mar, so he goes to the king. He goes to the king. He has to ask permission for the king to leave. He's the head of the armed forces. Vayomer Melech Aram, lech bo, go. Ve'eshlecha sefer al Melech Yisrael. I'll send you along with a scroll to the king, who was Yehoram. Vayelech vayikach biyado eser kikrei kesef. Sheshes lafim zav. They keep gold and silver and changes of clothing. So they come to Yehoram and they bring the message. Shalachti elecha naman avdi va'asavto mitzara'ato. He needs to be healed. Vayehi. When Yehoram hears it and reads it, he tears his clothing. He has zero bitachon in Hashem, so therefore he just thinks he's done for. This is going to be an excuse. I shouldn't say zero, because he did recognize him now. He realizes that he's not in control of life and death, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So he recognizes that, even though he doesn't have that doesn't affect his behavior. Right? Interesting that this is called Lahamisu Lahachyos. So the Gemara learns out from here, one of the sources, that Mitzora is Chashiv Kemes. You also have the Pasuk in Baloscha, but here, what do you mean to kill and to, he's alive, he just said Saras. The answer is Mitzora, Chashiv Kemes, and that's why he says Lahamisu Lahachyos. That's also why the Gemara in Chul and Dav Zayin says that when Elisha asked for Elio for double the koach that he had, so one shot is that double, and that he's going to do Tchias HaMesim twice. What's the twice? So one, he did already. He already did with in the previous parak. He did it by the son of the Isha Shunamis. And the second time is right here. Mitzorah Chashav Kameh. So when he heals Naaman, so that is a second type of Tchias HaMesim. So, says Yehoram, though, oh my God, you're using this as an excuse, right? You're going to start a battle, right? He did not send them to Elisha. He didn't even think there was a Havamina, or he didn't want to give him the covet. Either way, Elisha hears about it. Lama, he wasn't scared of him. Lama karata begadecha, what are you so scared of? Yavona Eli, let him come to me, v'yeda, so that everyone will know, ki yesh navi b'Yisrael, that there is a navi b'Yisrael that talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? One of the animamins is that we have to believe in nevuah. If we believed in nevuah, that Hashem communicates with man, that would also affect our behavior. Ki yesh navi b'Yisrael. That's also one of the answers given. The Mishnah tells us in Avodah Zarah that a person is not allowed to heal an idol worshiper. Maybe b'schar, maybe if you're paid, but how is he able to do that? How is Elisha able to do this here? So if it's pikuach nefesh, okay, but there's no pikuach nefesh. It's not like, right, all the other doctors didn't know. He's going to have to do something supernatural to save. So pashtus is, like the Mepharshim say, this was a rasha. Klal Yisrael needed to see this. Klal Yisrael needed this miracle, like all the miracles, as we discussed in the last parak. And that's why he was able to heal him. So what happens? Naaman comes with his horses, and he stands outside the house of Elisha. Vayishlach elav Elisha malach lemar. Elisha does not go out to him. He sends a servant. Halo for achatzta sheva pamen bayardain. Go wash yourself seven times in the Yardain. V'yashov b'sarcha lecha utahar. And your flesh will return to you, and you will be purified. The Malbim notes, maybe this is even to be magdil the nes, because usually if you wash in cold water, that's going to make it even worse. That's not going to make it better. It's going to make it worse, and it's going to hurt more. So maybe that's even mayim karim minagdim lechol yatzaras shabam isibas halacha halavana kedei sheyeda shumarape hamake b'make. So it's magdil the nes v'yigdal b'zem ma'lasanes. So even to make the nes even greater. That's what he says him to bathe in the cold Yardin. Vayiksov Naaman Vayelach. Naaman gets angry and says, Vayomer, Hini Amarti Ela Yetze Yotso, V'yamad V'kar B'Shem Hashem Elokav. I said, you're going to come out, you're going to heal me, V'edif Yadu Alamakom, I thought you would come out, do abracadabra on my arm, and heal my arm. And now, you send me to the river. Halotov Amana Uparpar, Naharos Damesek. I have plenty of rivers near where I live. Mikome me Yisrael, and they're much nicer and better than any river in this country. Halo erchatz bahem v'taharti. Did I wash in them? Not. I tried. Didn't work. Vayifem ve'alpachem. And he was angry and he left. And were it not for his servants, he would have gone home. Unbelievable Musar Haskel. The end of the parak, the Mishpat Zozov quotes Achronim that say, wait a minute. Look what Covid does to you. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Hakina v'hataiva v'hakovid motzien asadim in ha'olam. They take us out of that world. So Pashas, that means the next world. But the Mepharshim say on a deeper level, no, even this world. What happened? He came to get healed. So what happened? Elisha gives him the secret way, but because he felt a p'chisus in his kavod, because he felt slighted, he was ready to leave and not even try it. Look what kavod could do to a person. We know ka'as takes a person out of this world, right? Which is the root also of kinna, of taiva, leads to anger. So here, the amazing Musar, he was ready to throw it all away because he felt slighted. Vayikshu avadav, and his servants say, vayidabrelov, they say, avi, our father, maybe they're lowering themselves because they know he's upset. Davar gadol anavi dibur elech, alo taseh. If the Navi asked you to do something big and hard, you would do it. Vaav ki amay lecha rechatz. Wash yourself. What? It can't hurt. Fine. So he goes. Vayer vayitbol. Vayashav besara kibsar nar katon. He washes and his skin is like baby skin. Vayitar. And he becomes tahar. Unbelievable that it worked. If you look in the Be'er Moshe, here he quotes an amazing Tzror Hamor. Tzror Hamor on Parshas Tazria, where the Tzror Hamor notes that there are three psukim in the Torah that start with a nun and end with a nun. And they are all connected to Naaman, whose name starts and ends with a nun. Right, the pasuk tells us, Negat Saras. First one is about Saras, which is obviously about Naaman. Negat Saras ki tia ba'adam behuva el ha-kohen. That pasuk, so that's about Naaman. Second pasuk, Nachnu na'avar chalutzim lefnei Hashem be'eretz Kenan ve'itanu achuzas nachalaseinu me'ever la'yardein. Right, nun and nun the yardein. He went into the yardein to wash. And the third one, Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoni yakum l'cha Hashem l'kecha elav tishma'un. Listen to the Navi. Also, what happens? It explains the Be'er Moshe, based on the Tzror Hamor, if you have Saras, the Saras of a Jew, this based on connecting to what Rav Schwab started off by saying, there is Saras by Goyim, but it's a different kind of Saras. Saras by a Jew, you have to go to the Kohen, and not to anybody else. But if there's Yikre Hanega Be'ish Acher Shalom Yumotenu, if Saras appears to anyone else, then, what does it say? Nega, what is it? In the pasuk, Nega Saras Kitiya Ba'adam. Adam is a reference to Jews. So that's when you have this whole process. But if it's not to Jews, so then you could go to the Navi. That's the other pasuk, and he will tell you to go into the Yardein. That's the third pasuk. So all three psukim that start in there with a nun are related to Naaman, an amazing ha'ara. So, what happens? He comes back. He comes back to the Ishalokim, Hu v'chol machanehu, v'yavo v'yamo lefanev, and they stand in front of him, v'yomer hini ne'yadati, ki ein elokim v'chol ha'aretz. I realize there's no other God. There's no other God, because he tried all the other gods. Ki im b'Yisrael, v'yata kachno bracha meis avdecha. So take some of the treats that I brought you. V'yomer chai Hashem, he swears, just like his Rebbe, Eliyahu Navi, also swore earlier, asher amati lefanev, im ekach, I'm not taking anything. He tried to push him, he refused. Naaman, so I was like, okay, but can I ask you a favor now? Velo yutan, velo is like halavai, Rashi says. Velo yutan nola avdecha, masa tsemed pradim adama. Can I please take a couple of loads of earth? This land, Eretz Yisrael, is so holy. I want to take a couple of loads of earth. Ki lo yase od avdecha ola vazevach leluhim achirim, ki im lashem. No more sacrifices, no more mizbechos for Avodah Zarah, only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. Right? The Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin, that Naaman became a Ger Toshav. Right? He threw away Avodah Zarah, different pshatim. What exactly is a Ger Toshav? But it at least means that he stopped worshipping Avodah Zarah. It's also amazing that only Naaman did this. Right? The other people that were with him, it didn't make a roshim on them. It didn't affect them. Yes, they didn't have the tsaras. But one would think that if they saw what happened, they would be affected. No, only Naaman. He was the only one. There's also an interesting discussion in the Achronim, the Mishnah Lamalach. There's a long Mishnah Lamalach, Hanichas Bikurim, about taking land out of the land of Israel. Taking land out of Israel. Does that still have Kedusha? Sounds like from here, he wants it. He wants to build a Mizbeach with that. Well, we know the Gemara talks about in Ksubis how the Amoraim used to roll around in the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. Right, that's what they love to do. And the Rambam quotes this even in Hilchos Malachim. The Gemara says, Rabbi Abba Menashe Kipi to Akko, Rabbi Chanina Masaki Miskalei, they used to fix the roads. Right, they used to be around in the dust. Rav Chia Bar Gamda Mingadar Ba'afra. Shenemar ki ratzo avadecha zavaneha vesafar yechonenu. Right, it was a dirt. But really, it's a discussion in the Achronim. If you take dirt outside the land of Israel, does that still have the status of Kedushas Ha'aretz? That is a halachic discussion. Part of this could also be the basis for the Ramon Yeridea in Shin Sama Gimel, where the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch talks about you're not allowed to be mefane ames, right? You can't unbury somebody. Ain mefane ames vatzamos lo mikaver mikoved lo kaver mikaver mechubad lo kaver mechubad lo mikaver bazui lo kaver bazui. No, you're not allowed to move a mace, right? Except for very, very specific reasons. V'chein, if it's l'sorach mitzvah or to put him with avosav, it's fine. V'chein kedin l'kavro be'eretz Yisrael mutter. Right, that's allowed. It says the Shach Shuhu Kaparaso Sha'afar Eret Yisrael Bechaperes Vin Masnu. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues, Shama Manas Lafanosa Mutar Becholinyan. If you only bury temporarily, it is allowed as well. Then the Rama adds, Yesh Noagim Lases Me'afar Eret Yisrael Bekever. There is a minog in a burying in Chutz La'aretz to put a little dirt of Eretz Yisrael in the kever. V'yesh lo minog zeh al-mashi yismochu, based on the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayechi. But that's assuming, like this parak, like Naaman was assuming, that the dirt of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. It's not just when it is in Eretz Yisrael, but even the dirt has Kedusha. But either way, he asks for if he could do that, and he says, L'davar hazeh yislach Hashem l'avdecha, but just one thing that I'm not going to be able to do when I come back to the to my lands, to Aram, the king is going to ask me to go with him to the Beit Rimon, to the house of Avodah Zarah, and he's going to lean on me. I'm going to have to bow down a little bit, so I hope that is okay. And Elisha says, Lech l'shalom, it is okay. That those two words are a basis for a halacha. The Gemara discusses in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalet, that there is no mitzvah of tzivu, there's no tzivu of Kiddush Hashem when it comes to Bnei Noach. Right, because here he didn't have to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in this case. He wasn't doing it, but it wasn't, there was no Yehari Val Yavar in that case for him. Okay, so he leaves. By the way, I didn't mention it at the beginning, this is all the Haftorah for Parshas Tazria. When Tazria and Metzora are separated, and Tazria is a single Parsha, so then this is the Haftorah up until here of Tazria. In a couple of Prakha, we'll get to the Haftorah of Metzora. Gehazi says to himself, you know what, there's so many riches, I want some of it. Hinea, we already saw Gehazi was violated in the previous parak, a little bit of Abizrael Degili Arias, so now we're getting into the Chemdas Mamon. Hine chasach adoni es naman arami azeh. He, my master, didn't take any of this. Didn't take any of it. Maybe he rationalized, right, we mentioned the halacha before, you're not allowed to heal an idol worshiper for free, so maybe he should have at least taken those wages. So, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna guess. He runs after him, and he says, Gehazi catches up to Naaman. The year end, Naaman ratzach harav. Naaman sees him, comes down, and he says, Hashalom, everything okay? He says, yes. He says, but Bo'i Lai Shneina Arim Mehar Ephraim, two young men just came, and they need some food, and they need some clothing. So, Vayomer Naaman Ho'el, Ho'el, Chazal assume, is a lashon of a Shavua, a lashon of an oath, that Naaman swore, or made Gehazi swear that he was telling the truth. And he obviously lied, and that led to his saras. The Gemara Arachid Daf Tezayin says, "How do you know Shua Shav also leads to saras from this pasuk?" Vayishalach Chazanash Vayilechu. So he gives him, and then he brings him back to his house. Then Gehazi lets the boys that had gone with him, they leave. He hides it in his house, and he goes to Elisha. Vayomer Lev Elisha Pasuk Chafei. May I in Gehazi? Gehazi, where have you been? Gehazi says nowhere. Lahalach Abdecha Ana VaAna. Vayomer Lev Elisha says to him, Lo Libi Alach. I didn't tell you to go. I didn't want you to go. You went and took money. That Naaman's saras should be with you and your children forever. Question, what we won't deal with now is how could he curse the children too? Whether is he talking about the children that were alive then that also participated in the act? Not 100% clear. But two other Gemaras that mention this. Number one is the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota tells us that Elisha was a little too harsh with Gehazi. The Gemara says, Mem Zayin, Tana Rabbanan, famous line, La'olam te smol docha v'imim makarbevas. A teacher, a parent, a rabbi should always push away with the left hand and pull closer with the right hand. So you're pulling closer more than pulling away, pushing away. Lo ke Elisha shedachva l'gehazi b'shei yadav. Not like Elisha that pushed him away, and not Yeshua ben Prachya that pushed away one of the students. That's not mentioned by name here with his two hands. What was Elisha? The Gemara tells the story that we just said, that he took so much, and he pushed him away, and he went, and finally one time, he went to Vayelech Elisha Damesek, we'll see that in Paraches. He went, he tried to bring him Baxer and Betshuva, and it was a little too late. It was a little too late, and he couldn't bring him back for Tshuva. The Gemara in Sanhedrin even says that Gehazi was one of the few people that Ein lahem chelek la'olam haba. Very, very strong. That's the Mishnah at the beginning of chelek. Kol Yisrael yeshem chelek la'olam haba. Shenemar, and then it says ve'elush elohem chelik. Besides the categories, it says shloshim malachim v'arba hedyotos. Who are the four hedyotos? The Gemara, the Mishnah says Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi. And Gehazi. There is, if you've never seen it, the Ben Yoyada, the beginning of Chelek, has an unbelievable thought where he says, the Gemara says later on in Chelek, that Dershe Rishumos Omrim, so even they have Olam Haba. And really, says the Ben Yoyada, that means eventually. Everybody agrees that eventually. It just means they have to go through Gilgulim over Gilgulim over Gilgulim in order to perfect themselves. Kavanasam lomar api otzem ashmasam. Royally oslam gzeirazu te'elam chelek olam haba. Because of their terrible guilt and sin, they shouldn't get olam haba. Avonachinami. Sofam liyisakin ulinatsam gzeirazu adi ribu ha gilgulim shayalohem. But they'll get it. They'll get it. They'll eventually get it. For after all of their Gilgulim. And then he quotes the Ben Yoyada, right, Baghdad, in, over 100 years ago. Mayena Maskil, listen, you talk and think about how long the punishments go. He says, in our generation, we know, there's certain, I'm not going to mention him by name, he says, Tamar Chacham Echad Pobi Irenu, the Tamar Chacham in our community that had a dream, and he had a dream that he was a Gilgul of Achav, Melech Yisrael. And he was a tremendous Tamar Chacham, this man. He's like, I'm Achav. I have a piece of achav me, it's terrible. The Amartilo says to Ben Yoyada, Al titztayer, chada, ki avade ato yesh lecha nefesh alcha, v'rak chelek echad mi nefesh achav nizgal galecha. You have a beautiful nefesh. You just have a little nefesh of achav in you, whatever that means. The od, and then he says, mizuter be'enecha achav, shahayim midoras harishonim, asher nafsham ha'isak dola ma'od. You have a nefesh from thousands of years ago. Unbelievable. V'hamizgal galu rak chelek atov, and only the positive part is still getting refined, right? The bad part is burned, but the positive getting refined, so you have a good part. And mi yodeya im yesh bedar ze echad shakul keneged chelak hatov shel achav shenis galga b'cha achav. We spoke to Eliyahu Hanavi, right, who was maharer b'tshuva a little bit, right? So who knows if his tzad hatov is any less than anybody today? V'yamartilo, and I said to him, Hashem Yisbarach Yarach Yamechu Shnosecha L'tova U'L'Shalom V'yazrucha L'taki Nefesh Atzmecha V'Nefesh HaMiskal Gelas Becha. Amen, Ken Yehira Tzon. So he gave him a bracha that him and his Gilgul should have Arichas Yomim V'Shanim. Either way, this is the story of Gehazi and Naaman and Elisha. Okay, we will stop here.